Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Are we on the air? Hello.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, I was on. I know it wasn't me this time. I was unmuted. I unmuted my phone. What's up, everybody? This is to everybody out there in V's After Dark Radio Land. Of course, you know it's 7 p.m. or probably now 7:01 after that little delay on this Thursday evening.
You sure it's 7?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. 6 p.m. I'm sorry. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I'm already thinking about getting the show ready. That's not good. Hello. You're listening to Ask Ms. V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. I'm, of course, the man himself, James Acevedo. And we're going to get right into it because, as everybody knows, this is about the big fight this Saturday between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. So without further ado, the boxing expert herself and CEO of V's After Dark Radio, I give you the one and only Ms. V the Toy Lady. What's up? Let's talk about it.
First off, damn, I don't know. I've been like, today has really been me just doing my research on. And what I'm going to talk about is not the fight itself, it's the numbers. Let's start with the one thing that most people would not expect.
Okay.
I'm going to, and all this stuff, I went online to the different news websites and got this information. I'm going to start with Business Insider because I think this is the best one yet.
Okay.
Headline.
Go ahead.
The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight just got too expensive for Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings will not be airing the fight.
Normally... I'm sorry. Isn't that because, but isn't don't MGM have a stranglehold on it anyway where it's only exclusive to MGM?
No. Let me read to you why they will not be doing it.
Oh, go ahead.
Franchises will not be screening the boxing fight of the year. Only a few company locations will screen the fight this Saturday between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, and there will be a $20 cover, according to Bloomberg. Here's the full explanation from James Schmidt, the chief operating officer, during the company's earnings call on Tuesday, emphasis added. The decision was based on the cost of the fight. I think it's about $5,100 a restaurant, and so we did not feel comfortable with the cost. And then also with the time of the fight being at 8 o'clock central for our stores on the West Coast, it would be right in the middle of our dinner hour. So because of that, we decided to only air it at a handful of our restaurants on the company side. I believe on the franchise side, we have around 70 restaurants that are going to be airing it. On the franchise side, I think on the franchise side, they are more comfortable charging a cover. We're going to try it for the first time on the company side, really with the restaurants we're holding it in. But I think franchises tend to charge to cover more frequently than we do. The concern for investors is how this will affect sales. CEO Sally Smith noted that 1% of the company's comparable store sales in the second quarter last year came from the World Cup. And although this is a one-off fight, the company can use all the sales it can. Shares of Buffalo Wild Wings are more than 13% lower after its disappointing quarterly results announced on Tuesday. Revenues came in below investors' expectations as well as comparable store sales. That was despite the fact that sales were exceptionally strong during the college football bowl games, NFL playoffs, and March Madness games, according to Smith. And what it boiled down to, another article that I had read, actually I have another one, that came from Business Insider. Let me read the rest of it, because all of them are saying the same thing. But let's, I'm not going to reread the whole thing, but what it is that they were talking about, because they're charging $5,100 a store, the cost for Buffalo Wild Wings to air the fight was going to be approximately like $6.1 million or something. And they just couldn't see. And this is something that I did not know. So I learned something reading all this today, that in Vegas, the fight is exclusive to the Strip and is exclusive to the 13 MGM properties in Vegas. And then
that's
the bars
correct.
That are allowed to do it. Bars that are doing it are charged also, unlike where I'm only paying $100 to air the fight, to get the fight at my house, and I'm allowed to have a fight party at my house.
Damn right,
$400. I cannot do it. But what I could not do with, if I were a bar owner, let's say I owned a bar.
Yeah, I understand.
I could not pay $100 to air it at my bar for my patrons. I would have to, what it is they go by the fire capacity code of your bars. And they charge like $25 and $45 a person. Therefore, it still equals up to thousands of dollars, which means you still will have to charge your patrons to do this. But what they said they're doing, they also have the pay-per-view police going around because there are some bars that are licensed that are getting the rights. And what it is, they have to have the licensing to air the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that MMA has been doing this for years. They call them the pay-per-view police, and they go around to bars. They have a list of bars that have the license, and they don't hit those bars. They go to bars that are saying that they're doing the fight, but they're not on their list. So they go in and they'll make notes and they'll maybe videotape something showing that this bar actually did it, you know, that they really did have the fight, be it that they have on their marquee that they're doing the fight or whatever. And they're going after these people for hundreds and thousands of dollars and winning. I'm just putting the word out there to everybody who I invited to my fight party. Again, you're going to find out that because of the cost of this fight, the places that you thought that you were going to be able to go see it at, I'm going to send a text with my address to those people. And I'm letting them know that the price will go up if you don't fucking RSVP. Period. You know, walk up in my house. Those who RSVP are paying $10. The non-RSVPers are paying fucking $15. Which is still cheaper than fucking, get this. The closest Buffalo Wild Wings that's airing it is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
There are only two Buffalo Wild Wings in the state of Michigan that are actually showing the Pacquiao fight. One is on the Michigan State campus, and the other one is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
All I can say is that in the Detroit area, I don't know who's airing it. I've had my fillers out there, and people are saying, oh, they're doing these house parties. The catch is that a lot of people didn't pay for it yet. Again, there are only so many pay-per-view spots available. And this is what nobody's seeming to understand, and this is what I'm not getting. I think that everybody thinks because it's pay-per-view, it's like, oh, fuck it, I'll just go to the movie theater. But remember when you go to the movie theater, if it's a really, really popular movie and they're sold out, there's too many tickets for the movie, guess what? Your ass ain't getting in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with pay-per-view. So there may be some motherfuckers who will be highly disappointed on Saturday when they go to pay for the bite. Just saying.
Mm.
But I thought that
interesting.
I thought that was interesting. The next thing, and this came from Bloomberg Business, so where everybody says, really, she's going to talk about, yes, I'm going to talk about the fucking Pacquiao fight. On top of the Kentucky Derby.
We're talking
the business part of it. I haven't made my bet yet.
Yes, don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll give our thoughts. Trust me, I have that. Trust me. Go ahead.
This is coming from Bloomberg Business. So for anybody who says I'm making predictions on the fight, no, I'm not making predictions. This is all about how much this fight is costing.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because this is the shit that we don't talk about.
True.
So this headline is said from Bloomberg Business, Mayweather Pacquiao tickets are so expensive, Vegas room prices are falling. Las Vegas hotel prices have dropped an average of $150 a night for this weekend as many boxing fans realize they won't get a chance to be a part of the long-awaited bout between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. The cheapest tickets to the fight are going for almost $3,400, and alternative viewing options are limited. At the MGM Resorts Hotels, as the MGM Resorts holds exclusive pay-per-view rights. The fight is scheduled for May 2nd at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, and viewing parties will be held only at the 13 MGM Resort properties in Las Vegas. Other Vegas casinos, hotels, and sportsbooks can't. Let me reemphasize this. Other Vegas casinos, hotels, and sportsbooks can't show the fight. Only private residents and the estimated 35,000 to 50,000 viewing party tickets priced at $150 sold out last week in 90 minutes. Ooh. The average secondary market price for the tickets to the fight itself is about $6,300 on StubHub. People are realizing that they're not going to be able to get a hold of a viewing party ticket, and they're not going to be able to get a ticket to the fight, so why go to Vegas? Vegas.com mm-hmm. business development manager Vanessa said in a telephone interview, the website saw a 1,000% increase in hotel bookings after the fight was announced. The man has declined since and said there have been a significant amount of cancellations as some people who planned trips to Vegas bowed out before the 48 to 72-hour window for penalties. The average hotel rate in the city is still $420 with the five-star average at $943. The highest price standard room for 600 square feet at the MGM Grand is $1,520, a record for the property. The cheapest hotel room currently available is $175 a night at Arizona Charlie's, which is off the main strip. Let me tell you something. I go to Vegas, and I don't know where the fuck Arizona Charlie's is. It must be some fucking backwards-ass goddamn hotel. I'm just keeping it real. I consider myself like a Vegas kind of store, and I'm sure that Sierra would, too.
So when
the fucking cheap-ass shit is $175,
guess what? The main shit is more.
Hang on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But get this. It also says Vegas weekend. There are other events this weekend. The Kentucky Derby is also on May 2nd. And playoffs in the National Basketball Association and NHL. The Cinco de Mayo holiday is 3 days after the fight. And the expectation is that 150,000 to 200,000 visitors will be in the city this weekend as comparison. Las Vegas usually draws 250,000, 300,000 for the New Year's celebrations. They expect it to have the whole city sell out, but it's not really turning out that way. See, they fucking outpriced the goddamn city. Now, you know what? That's fucked up when a fight fucking prices out the motherfuckers who would normally come. That's a bad motherfucking fight.
That is. Well, the hardcore boxing fan that's going to get hosed, you know, that really wants to do all this, and you have all the uppity people are going to be out there, you know, that probably don't even know the difference between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, if they saw him on the street. Don't even know. Oh, who's that? Oh, can you grab my bags? I'm sorry, you're Mayweather. Sorry.
Well, I like this. Now, you know, I talk about having a day job, and I was at my day job. We don't say where I work, but
absolutely
because
not.
Some of my coworkers are also my friends. Why am I in the break room? Something that I'm not too comfortable doing lately. But I'm in there, and one of my coworkers walks in.
You feel like a marked woman? Anyway.
Yes, I do.
You feel a bullet coming? Stop a bit.
Yeah.
With your name on it? All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the
with that, the person who walked in there is a person who I deal with outside of work. Well, apparently they read their fucking damn phone last night, and they're like, oh, so you're throwing the fight party? And I was like, yeah, what is it to you? And they just go on, and I was like, is your bitch ass coming or not? So I've decided that since a lot of my bitch ass friends haven't figured out anything, but everybody knows I cook. So it's like, okay, if we go, we know she cooking. You know, it's one of those things, you're getting, like, entertainment and everything, and you're getting the comfort of my home.
Yeah,
and
a lot of people are really curious
about what my new song.
So on top of that, so it's almost like a housewarming party, but mainly it's about the fight.
Yeah, it's about the fight.
And you're getting paid for it, so that's even better. On top of that, that's a cherry on top of the sundae. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, now here's the thing. If you don't mind me saying my part, now you have brought this up about you brought this up about this for like 2 months. It's been at least 2 months ahead of time. Whatever this was announced that this fight was finally happening, and let's remind everybody, the papers were just signed not even a week and a half ago. So it wasn't like it wasn't a done deal yet until just recently, finally. But you put it out there like, hey, you know, I'm gonna have it in my house, blah blah blah. So how many people have do your friends like wait for the last minute, or your coworkers wait for the last minute to RSVP or something? Because you put it out there way early.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yes, they do.
Just for
yes,
that,
they
you
do.
Charge them.
I mean, I had some people. Now get this. I did have some people RSVP immediately.
Oh, that's good. All right, that's
but
a good
also, but also, let's put some things out there so the people don't say she's got some fucked up coworkers. The job that I hold. We travel, and we travel a lot.
I got you.
Some of my coworkers who said they were coming aren't even in the fucking state right now.
Oh, wow.
So, and, you know, I got a message, that's fucked up. I'm not going to be there. And when we travel for months at a time. Sometimes we're only gone for a week, but right now all the travel is for months at a time. That's why I'm not going nowhere because I don't like fucking work out of a hotel room. But that's how we, you know, we don't have a choice. I mean, it's the nature of the job that we do. I've been blessed. I haven't traveled in about 5 years because I was doing some freelance work. I guess that's what you could call it I've been doing. But now I'm back in my office. So I'll probably, as they say, I'll be back traveling.
Wait.
I am.
Yes. So, I am, so this is an interesting take on this with the business part, and, you know, so how many people are you looking for this Saturday evening? Is it like 15, 20, something like that?
15, 20. It'll probably be less than that because of the number of people who are, quote, unquote, who RSVP.
Yes.
I get this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not, this is to disrespect the men, and I'm going to be honest, but you know what? I think that the men have forgot that I party like the men. So what it is that because I invited a lot of guys because I'm a sports fanatic and I ordered some of my girls, you know. Mm-hmm. But the guys, oh, I'm going to go hang with the fellas. We're going to do this. Everybody's, I'm hanging with the fellas. Catch is that I don't know how many people actually fucking already paid for the fight.
Mm.
And I'm laughing at people because, remember, as soon as they released the fight, I went and paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as that fucking contract was signed and they said pay-per-view is available, boom, bitch paid for it.
Yep, absolutely.
And get this, I'm just going to put this out there. For all you motherfuckers who didn't pay your cable bills, you can't get it. I'm serious.
If you are
a Comcast customer, and probably all of them, I'm not just going to say Comcast.
No.
But the mandate is that your bill be current. You cannot even be one day past due on your bill. Your bill has to be completely current.
That's like that with my cable company, too. If you are over a day, like you said, you can't have no access to no pay-per-view or movies, you know, stuff like, you know, as far as to pay for the movie, like you want to see on demand or something. You have to, your cable bill has to be current and paid on time. Otherwise, you don't have that luxury to have that, so.
But this one, they're forcing it because, like, normally you could be like I've been, like, a week late paying my bills because I forgot and still having to order stuff. But with this, they are saying your bill has to be paid in full. We're not budgeting.
Fucking around.
And I'm laughing because, you know what? I could say I'm blessed to be able to say that my bill not only was paid on time, it was paid ahead of time. But there are a lot of people.
Good feeling.
That regardless of what their income range is, you know, this has something to do with being rich or poor, whatever.
Yeah.
Their bill probably isn't paid. So for all the motherfuckers who think they watching the fight on Saturday, oh, fuck it, I just ordered on Saturday. Yeah, I'm having a party at my house. I'm willing to bet it's going to be motherfuckers sending me text messages. Yo, you still having a party? My boy can't get this. My girl can't get the $10. What happened to the $10? Y'all asking fucking RSVP. Watch it or not.
Yeah.
You know.
Still a good price. $13.
And you still
going
to eat?
Yeah, exactly.
And you still want to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Not too shabby. Even with the rate going up $5 more to $15, hey. Well, you should do. You know what you should do would be even better. Okay. If it's just about the, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a make-out or whatever. If you come in around when it starts the review, now it's 20.
And I got one for everybody. I do have my own credit card swiper.
Oh,
I accept PayPal payment. I accept debit cards.
Look at you.
I'm just letting everybody know I accept debit cards.
Cool. You got that thing you put on the phone like that, or you have like a separate thing? Ah.
No, I have the thing to put on my phone. So for everybody who wants to pay with their debit card, I do accept debit cards.
How about what type of credit cards you accept, by the way? Do you accept any type of certain type of credit cards?
Visa, Discover, MasterCard. Oh, yeah, the major one.
Oh, there you go. All right. So you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Your credit card will work with me, and it will go through, honey. Because if it don't go through, you got to get the fuck out of my house.
You going to have a velvet rope outside your door with a bodyguard, with a bouncer, with a velvet rope when this is going on? A guy, like a big guy named Bubba with an earpiece, like, you hear from Miss Visa, Foxy? Better pay first. You know. You don't fuck around here.
You ain't on the guest list.
Get the fuck out.
I ain't fucking around on Saturday.
This is going to be interesting. I mean, you know, I've never in my life paid for a boxing pay-per-view because, you know, for boxing, it's just different because you never know how long a fight's going to be.
Right, and now, you know what? See, I'm the person who's prepared for that because I know it could be a fucking 30-second fight. But guess what?
I don't see that, but it's a possibility. But anyway, go ahead.
You know, so I'm one of those people who I don't care how much the fight cost. You know, if the fight would have been $200, I probably still would have paid for it. I'm just going to be honest.
Wow.
But that's me. But remember, I am a true boxing fan. This has nothing to do with, you know, because I am a boxing fan, it's a little bit different for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and because I was talking to people, and people, you know, I'm talking about the undercard and I'm talking about the heavyweight. And, you know, people look at me, they're like, your ass really know boxing. You know, because I'm telling them, I was like, yeah, Klitschko just fought this weekend. I was like, that's the heavyweight champ. And, you know, then I'm telling them about how fighting has been changed. And everybody is like, is this a fucking sports commentator? You know, they're looking at me like, why aren't you, like, on the TV broadcasting the sports? I'm like, because, for one, that's not what I do. But I really do know my sports. And it just shocks a lot of people when I start talking about it, especially when it comes down to boxing and horse racing. I mean, we know that I really know those two sports, you know, and you know firsthand that I love my boxing, you know.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
you know, so when I'm talking, because when they were like, we don't have no heavyweights out there. I was like, actually, we do. I said, we just don't have any contenders right now. I was like, Klitschko keep beating everybody's ass. I said, he just beat Jenkins' ass this weekend. I said, but you got to realize that the boxers are now signing contracts for HBO and Showtime, and they can't cross over. I was like, if you're a Showtime boxer, you can't box on HBO. And I said, when you've got your heavyweights, I said, when you've got all your boxers divvied up between those two stations, I said, actually, the public needs to come out and start crying and saying, listen, this shit is fucked up because MMA isn't like that. You know, MMA is just straight pay-per-view. It's not about being on HBO or Showtime or whatever. It's MMA.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a fucking pay-per-view match, you're fucking paying for it. It's not about being on this station or that station. In this case, you know, if you want to see Klitschko fight, Klitschko is contracted with HBO. If you want to see Mayweather fight, he's contracted with Showtime. The only reason why this is going is because Mayweather and Pacquiao said they want to fight each other, and they both fucking signed their contracts are with different companies, saying that this is a joint venture with HBO and Showtime because both of them will take a part of the purse because it's not exclusive to one of them or the other.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, well, I am interested the whole aspect of it, and you know me. I said this on my podcast yesterday with Heaven Hollywood, my Benchwarmers Show podcast, which, by the way, you can check out thebenchwarmers.com, or just go to my website. I updated on my website, number 104, the show 104, where I talk about the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight at www.jamesacevedo.com. That's A-C-E-V-E-D-O. Yes, I'm learning even more how to do my website, and it's actually exciting. I feel actually smarter for once. So I said this yesterday. Now, you know how cynical I am. As we all know throughout the years, boxing has gone through a lot of bullshit, a lot of controversy, a lot of shit. Okay, straight up with me, I feel this fight, after really thinking about it, now, you don't have to say your say. It's just me. So my thoughts are not affiliated with Ms. V or V's After Dark Radio. Or Thea. Okay, this is just strictly me. So come after me. Don't come after Ms. V. Don't come after. The thoughts are not shared with V's After Dark Radio. This is just my thought, my independent thought. Okay. Straight up boxing, as far as boxing analysis is what I know, I feel if it goes more than six rounds, I feel that Mayweather's going to win because I think he's an endurance machine. And I say that if that's the case and there's no shenanigans, that I think Mayweather will win by TKO or eighth round. That's my opinion. Now, if it's a close fight, because let's be honest, the media, if you notice lately, the media want to bring up about Mayweather's past. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a big Mayweather guy. I don't care for the guy. But I'm all about fair. Okay, I might not like the guy. But bringing up about his past, why are they doing this? Why are they bringing up his past about, okay, he's a wife, you know, he beat up domestic violence? It's almost like it's a setup. It's almost like they're trying to put it out there as much as they can so that way – it's almost like good versus evil. It's like they're making Pacquiao the good guy and Mayweather the bad guy. I mean, this happened years. It happened a while ago. It wasn't like it happened last week or, you know, something like that. Now, I'm not saying what he did.
Yeah, but
right.
You know what? The whole thing, but I will say the reason why they're bringing that up is because of all the shit that Mayweather has put out there for this fight. You know, his demands for this fight are the fucking demands of a prima donna.
Yeah,
and
well, he's definitely a prima
right
donna.
Now. And he has pissed off some of the bigger names in the sport.
Yep.
I mean, when you piss off Sugar Ray Leonard, Tyson,
I love him.
Holyfield, when you piss off these people with
and
one statement.
What were you saying about
Muhammad Ali? Hasn't said anything, but you pissed
them
off. They're all pissed off because of the comments. You know, for you to say that you're better than Muhammad Ali, motherfucker, have you lost your mind? First of all, Muhammad Ali was a heavyweight.
Thank you.
He was a true fighter. But like this, not only was he a true fighter, let's give credit where credit was due. Is due. Muhammad Ali is a showman.
Yep.
And when I say he's a showman, he's the one who came up with fight like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. He's the one who started that shit, dancing around in the ring, taunting motherfuckers, getting up in their goddamn heads. That's what he started.
He was his own promotion.
He was a shit starter.
Yep, he was a shit starter.
Before shit starters were out there.
Yep.
But he backed it up.
During a time where it was a lot of racial tension, all this other stuff, he was part of, Elijah Muhammad.
He got put in jail for a draft.
Not going
in the draft. He won that case.
He lost the title because
he
of it.
He won that case.
Which was bullshit.
But he won the case. But he won the case. And that's why his.
Yeah. That's still bullshit.
You know, but the whole thing is that when you are talking about a true showman, you know, and he produced one of the best fucking female boxers out there. Come on. You gotta be, come on, I got to get, as they say, we gotta bow down, we gotta pay homage to where homage is due. You know you a bad motherfucker when you are the greatest motherfucking boxer out there. And not only, and for everybody who say Miss V, don't go there, I'm going here. Not only is Layla Ali a beautiful, badass bitch appearance-wise, that bitch got a hell of a punch, okay? She can back it with everything. Now, I'm sorry, but a lot of these fucking female boxers, they could throw down in the ring. Let's keep it real. But they got some dog-ass motherfucking faces and bodies. She'd be like, what?
It's true. That's true. You're right.
So, let's give credit. Layla Ali is a beautiful woman, and she got a hell of a motherfucking punch.
Yes.
She don't look like a dog.
Yeah,
What the fuck is Mayweather? What the fuck is Mayweather Purdue?
Bullshit.
I'm just trying to put it out there.
I know, and I totally agree with you. Now, this is my thing, right? I have a funny feeling because if it's close, they want – now, unless something happens where – let's just say if Mayweather knocks the fuck out of Pacquiao in six – you know, less than six rounds, there won't be no rematch. But if so happens, Mayweather loses, especially on a controversial decision, because I looked up who's going to be the judges. I wanted to see if there's going to be any women as a judge, which there isn't. Because I said
okay, so they didn't pull. Okay, I was gonna say they didn't pull Julie Litterman because she's like the baddest female judge out there.
Yeah, they don't. You could look it up right now. You know, you're gonna know exactly right now because I looked it up.
But
I forgot their name.
And this is where y'all know I know my sports, but I even know the fucking female judges.
Yeah, I know. There ain't no female judges in this match. There ain't gonna be no female judges in this fight between Pacquiao and Mayweather. I don't know the gentlemen's names, but they're three guys. And the referee.
What are their records,
name.
Though? What are their records?
I have to look. But my thing is just this.
Because my are all okay. This is one thing where with these judges, and we were actually having this conversation earlier today. I know y'all see.
Yeah,
what the
hell?
Today
we've
been focused on.
You know what I'm saying?
What it is that because the Nevada Gaming Commission. It's the most stringent gaming commission in the country. And they also regulate the boxing. And when I say when it comes down to who can ref and who can do whatever in the state of Nevada, you know, if there's anything possibly tainted with any of these judges, they won't be able to come into the state. So they, you know, they have to really go through a vetting for the judges. And I've never researched what it takes. I think I would probably be an excellent boxing judge, because I do know how to be impartial. But the vetting, the vetting process for these judges, if you ever look at, and I'm going to have to call it what it is, if you ever look at New York fights, a lot of times you'll have New York and Jersey judges there. And when you have an out-of-town fighter coming in to box the hometown favorite, whomever they may be. For whatever reason, I've noticed this from watching boxing. The New York, New Jersey tend to go for the hometown favorite, even if the motherfucker is getting his ass beat. Which
See,
I have a problem
right.
with that, so I know they're doing a big vetting.
Thank you.
And I know they're doing a very big vetting on that, because that's one of the things, like I said, I've only noticed it in New York. I'm not saying it's not happening any places, but New York is a big, big boxing state. So with them being there, right there with New Jersey, that's where the judges come from in that area. Unless it's a major, major title fight, and then they do fly them in. But the majority of the judges in New York for New York fights are New Yorkers. And I've just noticed that. And, I'm like, but this motherfucker just had his ass beat. How the fuck did you give that fight to this person? The good thing I could say with the Mayweather Pacquiao fight is that both Mayweather and Pacquiao have big fan bases. So finding a judge that could be completely impartial one way or another, I think that you would have to damn near go to Timbuktu and find someone who had never heard of either one of them. I'm going to be honest.
That's
What I will say is that the judges tend to be impartial because they, let me pull up who the records are.
And it says the referee too. I just looked this up. I write it down. I looked up. You can find it. I looked up yesterday. But let me just say this, so that way I'm in your thoughts Saturday night. If you hear after 12 rounds, they both gentlemen fight 12 rounds, and you hear the ring announcer, homeboy, let's get ready to rumble. Actually, it won't be him. It'll be the other guy. It won't, because that's Showtime. So actually, it won't be him.
No, they can do either one. Remember, they can do either one because both of them are doing it. And it will probably be let's get ready to rumble guy, because remember, he's the only one who's allowed to say that.
No, but
the
other
guy
goes, it's Showtime.
It's Showtime. They're not going to have him.
Okay, good.
This is too big of a fight to have him.
I'm just saying, if it goes 12 rounds, have me in your thoughts what I'm about to say. If it goes a full 12, and you hear, after a few minutes, you know, when it gets the scorecards from the judges, if you hear the ring announcers say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a split decision, I guarantee you this is where they will screw Floyd Mayweather. They will say Manny Pacquiao will win. If you hear split decision, I said it first. You're going to hear Manny Pacquiao, and then they're going to have another fight in November. And that's what's going to happen, if that happens. If it's a clean fight, which I want,
November will be
too soon. You know, then I say Mayweather wins, and I think he'll win by a TKO in the front. That's just my opinion. But if he goes the distance and you hear split decision, split, not unanimous. If you hear unanimous, that's Mayweather. That's my opinion. But if you hear split, be prepared. I'm just saying. I just got, you know, I'm very cynical. I know I'm very cynical. But I just, if it gets to that point, because a lot of people don't like Mayweather, that's when they're going to get back at him. Meaning that he could be, if he's winning the fight, and they say, if Mayweather's winning the fight, and they say split decision, then they're going to, that'd be fucked up if they do. Now, that's a guy that, now that's me saying it. I don't care for the guy, Mayweather. But if they do that, that's not cool. And then you know that's why they're doing it.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead. But I'll say
you
first. If it happens, you hear it from me, James Acevedo. If it goes, if you hear unanimous decision, Pacquiao's going to win because of politics. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I hate my computer is running slow.
Man, don't you hate that shit? I know the black dude being the ref. It tells everything. It tells you who's going to be the ref, who's going to be the
This guy is a good ref. He's very, very fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not worried about
guy,
the ref as much as the judges.
You have to worry about the ref because the ref can decide the fight.
Well, true, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right. You're true about that. I shouldn't sleep on the ref, but I think about the...
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
The referee is Bayless. He's 64 years old. He is widely regarded as the best referee in the sport. He has refereed the two best-selling pay-per-view fights in history. Mayweather versus Oscar De La Hoya in 2007 and Mayweather versus Canelo Alvarez in 2013. Bayless has officiated 5 Mayweather fights and 7 Pacquiao bouts. Yes. The judges, Clemens has judged only one fight with Pacquiao and 2 with Mayweather. Clemens scored the 2004 Pacquiao versus Marquez fight, 113-113, while the other two judges had it 115-110 for Pacquiao and 1 for Marquez. So he's a questionable judge. He could go either way.
Mm.
If there's going to be a split decision,
watch for this guy.
Or a draw, that's going to be
watch for this motherfucker.
Yeah. Moretta is usually the most experienced of all 3 judges. He has worked 5 Pacquiao fights and 8 Mayweather fights. Feldman has never judged a Pacquiao fight and has only been involved in 1 Mayweather bout, a 3rd-round knockout of Miguel Melo in 1998. So that tells you right there, you've only got 1 judge who is truly experienced with both. Well, you've got 2. I said, Jack, you've got 1 inexperienced judge. And when I say inexperienced, you got a judge who has never really judged the 2 of them on the same ground. Well, the other 2 judges have both, you know, been there for some of their bigger fights.
Okay.
So that gives you a good idea about these judges. The ref is a big thing, though, because if you have a bad ref, all hell can break loose.
That's true. I'm just saying, Lennox Lewis, if I'm not mistaken, what was it? Lennox Lewis and Real Deal Holyfield in Madison Square Garden, late 90s. That was a big fight. And the first, it ended in a draw, which is like, really, a draw? Like a major fight, a draw? Like, really? Like, that better not, I'm telling you, that better not happen Saturday. I want a clear-cut winner. I don't want, like, my point is this. If Mayweather or whoever it is, if they're winning and they get screwed over a split decision, that's not right. I'm just saying. That's not cool. If Mayweather straight up win, give him the win. Don't fuck around because you don't like him. Trust me, I don't like him, but be fair. Don't make this. This is about boxing. This is not about what he does outside.
I think it's going to be a fair fight, to be all honest. I'm going to keep it real.
I want that. to be. I want a real killer cut winner. You know, I don't want no bullshit.
And the reason why I think it's going to be fair is for the simple fact that, for one, I think it's going to be a close fight. I cannot predict
I think
the winner
so too.
For this.
Even though I did
and,
say, even though I did
will,
say, go ahead.
You did predict the winner. You liar.
me liar. I said if it's a clear cut fight.
No, you
I,
said you didn't. But you said
no,
you didn't predict a winner, but you did predict a winner.
No, I did predict a winner. I guess I said something wrong. No, I said I did predict a winner. If it's a clear cut fight, which is what I want, I see. Like I said, if it goes past six, I think it favors Mayweather because he's endurance machine, and I think he'll wear out Pacquiao and he'll TKO Ace Ron. But if it's bullshit involved, watch out. I'm just saying. Just watch out. Go ahead. I'm just saying.
Well, what I was going to say is that one of the things that I can say about this fight is that these are both endurance fighters.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a very well matched up fight, not because of all of the hype. And I don't want to hear anybody say, Miss V, you saying it because of the hype. No, I'm not. I'm not saying it because, again, check my fucking track record. I'm a boxing fan. Therefore, and if you really want to know what I like heavyweight. You know, let's just
that. Exactly.
You know, I'm a heavyweight fan. You know,
absolutely.
I watched the fight on Saturday, and I was not happy with I wasn't happy during the fight because I agreed with the commentators that Jenkins never should have been at that fight. You know, it's too early in his career to go against the fucking champ. But there are no heavyweight fucking contenders out there, so he drew this fight that he shouldn't have. And even though he was well-trained, Klitschko has a motherfucking hell of a damn arm on him. I mean, this motherfucker, I think, if I saw Klitschko, I'd fucking walk down the street. First of all, the motherfucker is Ukrainian.
Oh.
Seriously, I have yet to meet, I don't know a whole lot about Ukrainians, but them motherfuckers look like beasts.
Yep.
I don't know how Hayden Payne Thierry even is with this dude, but that's something else. But the fact, you know, they look like motherfucking beasts. They talk, their women sound like beasts. So,
yep.
I'm just saying, I mean, I wasn't wishing my boy lost on Saturday, but he lost. But it was like, you guys to do some damage to Klitschko, baby, and you know you just ain't ready. Bye-bye. Jenny's almost said bye-bye himself, but he did go 12 rounds, so we got to give it to him. He went 12 rounds with him. So I can't be mad about that. He went toe-to-toe with him. But at the end of the day, he just wasn't putting the power out there that he needed.
Gotcha.
You know. So for anybody who wants to say that I'm biased, and I don't, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of Pacquiao or Mayweather because I am a heavyweight fan.
Fan.
You know,
it'd be
I
nice
like
if you do predict
Klitschko.
I would like to hear a prediction. I would love that you would hear, yeah, some sort of prediction.
I ain't going there. You're not going to get me to do it.
Why? Come on.
You know what? No, I'm just not. I mean, I want to see the fight. I want to see who has the best endurance. I mean, personally, I would like to see Mayweather finally get knocked on his ass.
Yeah,
because I'm tired of him. And the reason why I say I'm tired of it is because Mayweather is not about the sport. He's even admitted that he doesn't care. This is a job for him now. It's no longer about the art of the sport. And when you make that type of statement, and this is a public statement that he's made, that it's, you know, he's coming to the end because it's no longer fun for him. It's a business. Well, when it becomes a business, then I wonder where your mindset is. And that's why when I look at things, people are making all this hype about it, but his mindset is not the same as Pacquiao's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is business, well, he's already made his money.
Mm-hmm.
He got everything he wanted from the business standpoint, so I don't even think it's about nothing else no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he goes in there and loses this fucking fight, he's not going to give a damn because it's business to him.
Well,
you know,
He should give a damn since he's almost in the half-century mark. I would think he want to go 50-0 and retire if he could do that. You know what I mean? That'd be even
like
a bigger legacy for him.
This is his statement that he's made. But he's not really the best fighter. I mean, that's the whole thing. He's not really the best fighter. Neither one of them are the best fighters. Let's keep it real. I'm going to tell you the fight that I would prefer to see in this division. I would like to see him with Marquez or Saddam Ali. Saddam Ali, I think, would give him a run for his money. You know, but they're not high enough in the rank.
No.
Adrian Broner will give him a run for his money, and that's his protege.
Interesting.
You know, so I think that when people look at this, the only reason why there's so much hype on this fight is because Mayweather has been dodging this fight. Let's keep it real.
Oh, he has, definitely. No doubt.
And that's why there's so much hype. It's not because he's the better fucking fighter.
No.
You know? It's because he has ducked this fight for so long that it's like, where do you go?
Like, it's totally different when it was back in the day when you heard Marvin Hagler versus Sugar Ray Leonard. That was a different, it was different. You know, they were two of the best at that time, even though they were going towards the end of their careers. And that was definitely just pure up a fight, you know. It was a real, there was no like, okay, well, Sugar Ray Leonard's not really that great. You know, it was nothing like that. Or even Marvin Hagler. We all know that Hagler was definitely very good, damn good. And I still think Sugar Ray won that fight. I know there's some people that think, oh, Marvin's got screwed. I don't know. Well, I don't think so. Even though I did love Sugar Ray Leonard.
Well, that's
so
just like when Tommy Hearns was fighting. You know,
yeah,
when you had Tommy Hearns, Leonard Lewis, when you had all these different people out there fighting, you got what you paid for.
Exactly.
What we're getting now is the hype.
Yeah, it's more hype than, no, you're absolutely right. You made an excellent point. You got what you paid for, and that was the hype itself, let alone how they were. You know, they were great. You know, and each weight class back then was actually interesting. The middleweights were great. You know, heavyweights was awesome. I mean, even going back to Tyson with Spinks, you know, even though that was just 90 seconds, that was a big fight. That was a big fight. You know, especially heavyweight division, forget about it. Imagine now if we had something like that in the heavyweight division. Oh, my God. Magnify that times a million. Amazing. That's what's missing. I think that's why this sport needs that true heavyweight and a Conor and like a rivalry. Like you need like at least two guys, you know, and they go at it and it'll bring back the sport to where it used to be. And it'll make you get the interest back again. With all cut away all the shenanigans, all the bullshit, it would be great again. You know, that's what's missing. The true heavyweight and then all these different belt class, all these belts too. It should be one champion for the heavyweight. It's so stupid. The IBF and all this other shit. You know, that's another thing too. But anyway, I think that's what we're saying. You need that. I think the true heavyweight, and then everything else comes after. You know, with the, you know, middleweight, lightweight. You know, all that. But you know, all that other stuff.
Featherweight. You know, welterweight. You know, and we're not, and what we're saying, we're not against the different weight divisions.
No.
The problem that we have is that there are too many fucking belts out there. I could see there being two, maximum of three belts out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything more than three belts is just too damn much.
That's ridiculous. That's watering down, you know. Because you don't have a true champ, an undisputed champ. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world. You know what I mean? Like Mike Tyson, remember when they called him the baddest man on the planet? Yeah. So you missed
it. You know, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you had real, like I said, you got what you paid for.
Absolutely.
And
you knew what you were getting. Yep. Worth every penny. This is just more hype. It is more the hype than it is about the fighters themselves. Because who knows where we're going to get Saturday. I'm not saying they're not going to be in shape. I'm just saying we'll see what happens. I hope for a good fight, a damn good fight, especially all the money that's been paid for this shit. It's just going to be interesting. I hope it goes. you know, I would hate for it to go to distance. I want a real winner. I hate decisions. I hate fucking decisions. Unless it's obvious that either Mayweather or Pacquiao dominated the fight, then that's different. But if it's close, I hate that shit. Because then it's about, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm just saying. Hope I don't hear no split decision shit. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You get ready for a rematch. You know it's going to happen if you hear split decision. You know it's going to happen. And who knows? I'm not saying that it's predetermined like wrestling. I'm just saying, don't be surprised.
But the whole thing is that you've got to look at what's really out there.
Yep. I'm going to find out. I mean, but by the time this fight starts, like the first one starts, ain't going to be like after midnight in the East Coast? Like something like that? When the fight starts? I'm going to be curious.
When it actually starts, it's going to be...
like 11:30, quarter to 12, and something like that?
About 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh, really? Okay, so not... okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Twitter. This is when Twitter is going to be fun. Because I'm going to be looking at my timeline, and I want to see... oh, here. I should follow... what's their name? Like, what's that name? Larry... I forgot the dude's name. He's the HBO, the boxing expert. Like, all these boxing experts I should follow just for this weekend. This is the...
I'm telling you.
Da-da-da.
It's going to be banana.
It's going to be bananas.
It's going to be banana.
Is it plural? Yes. No, plural. Bananas. It's going to be... you know, I wanted to match the hype. I wanted to match the hype. That's what and I'll be happy. I just wanted to match the hype so that next week when we come back here a week from now, we can say, I wish I would have watched, you know. You see what I'm saying? Like, I want you to call to me, yeah, you should have watched it. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear, you know, go ahead.
Well, the whole thing is that I think that regardless of how things go, that people are going to get what they wanted. And when I say they're going to get what they wanted, you're going to have people who are going to say, damn, that was a fight. Some people, let's keep it very, very real. Regardless of the outcome of the fight, somebody's going to bitch about it.
No, well, if it's straight up, that's going to be the gamblers out there. Oh, my God. You can't imagine how much money. Oh, my God. Wow. Oof.
I'm just saying.
Damn.
Regardless of
someone's gonna
what
be pissed.
The outcome
no, you're right.
is.
Someone's going to get pissed. No, you're right. That's with anything, but I know what you're saying.
And there are people who are going to say, Miss D, how are you going to say that? Really fucking easy. I just did.
Now that you predict. Someone will get pissed.
You know, I'll predict that one with no problem. Somebody's not going to be happy.
Now, can I ask
you? And
you
know what?
Go ahead. Finish your thought there, so now I'll go. Go ahead.
And you know what? With the people not being happy, you got to realize that for those people who are in Vegas and were stupid enough to stay there and did not have disposable income, how many of them motherfuckers are going to put their house out there on the line and not have no money to get back home?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I ain't going to do that. I will not do that. Hell no. Not especially with my luck. Now, I want to know, as a Twitter, Instagram follower of yours, will you at least post one thing during the fight?
Post what?
Like, as far as, like, the food you're serving or, like, talking about the fight.
Oh,
you know how
I'm
did, like, the Lions? Like you do with the Lions, like you did during the season? Are you going to do something like that with this fight Saturday night?
You know what? Yes, I am going to be taking pictures of the spread that I'm doing. And
cool.
I will probably have my hair straight. I don't know if I will have on the famous Miss Lee wig, but I will, you know. Because remember, my hair is naturally shoulder length. So, you know, for everybody with that, my hair is naturally shoulder length. So, blow drying and straight is So for all you motherfuckers who think I'm bald-headed, no. My hair is red and it's shoulder length.
They think you're a cue ball, is what you think?
Well, you know how a lot of people who wear wigs have what we call short hair, hair that only comes like above their
yeah.
ear.
Yeah.
And no, my hair does not come above my ear, which for people who have hair above their ear, there's no problem with that. I just don't. My hair is actually shoulder length. It's just
mm-hmm.
I like the longer down my back hair. So.
Yes. Like flowing hair. Yeah. So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I just want to, you know, like I said, even though I don't care for Mayweather, and I would love to see Pacquiao beat his ass. I ain't gonna lie. In my mind, I would love to see that. But I want a fair. I just want a nice fair. You know, like you know, I want that. You know, if Mayweather loses, he loses. You know, there's no bullshit. You know. For both sides, not just Mayweather, but Pacquiao. I just want no bullshit. If that fighter deserves to win, if when it comes to the decision, then he should win. I'm just saying. I don't want no bullshit politics involved. We all know in the past how boxing has been with these, when it comes to decisions. Yeah. I'm just saying. Hope not. Hope that doesn't come to it. Hopefully there is a TKO knockout. I would love to see that. Especially as Mayweather getting knocked out. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what? Mayweather gets knocked out.
Oh.
I might have to start taking some side bets. I might have to be posting on Twitter. You know, I have to do some Twitter bets. If he were to get knocked out, or it looked like he's gonna get knocked out, I might have to put some shit out there.
That's interesting. So would they have to say basically what round then, right? If you're gonna get specific, or you just straight up just knocked out, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what round.
Just straight up.
Okay.
Knocked out.
Interesting. Here's another interesting thing. You know what's another interesting bet they probably put in Vegas? Who is Entourage is going to be going, leaning towards the ring? Are you going to have,
Jamie Foxx is singing the national anthem.
Oh, boy.
So they've already said Jamie Foxx is going to be there, Dumbass is going to be there.
Which dumbass?
Justin
so many.
Bieber.
Bieber. So he's going to walk him to the ring, you know, like escort him, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure. But you know what? That wouldn't make no sense because his hype man, what's that song? And don't nobody criticize my singing, but you've heard the song. He's like, all I do is win. It's a rap song.
Yeah.
All I do is win.
I forgot who did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, that's one of his hype men.
Okay.
You know, he used to come into that.
Oh, I see. All
one of the first
Mayweather
fights.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that for me because I didn't want nobody to say that I was trying to.
I forgot the name of the song. By the way, real quickly.
I think it's called All I Do Is Win.
Yeah. By the way, how ironic that 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather are now friends. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe because there's money involved and it's bullshit, you know, and it's all bullshit anyway. They're just doing some wrestling storyline, you know. Give me a break.
You know what? It's all hype and publicity. And at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down, first of all, 50 Cent can kiss my black ass. I won't even buy his music no more. Fucking Republican. You know, fucking black ass Republican, you know. You sellout, bitch. I'm sorry. I couldn't even fuck a man. You know what? I cannot fucking fuck a black Republican. I'm just going to be honest.
Interesting.
Because
what
think
if
about
you,
what the Republicans are doing to us.
I know, but what if... Okay, you're absolutely right, but how about this? What if you find a... other man, Prince, you know, from the adult industry, you find out he was a black Republican. What happened?
You know what? We would have to have a heart-to-heart, and I would have to persuade him to change his stance. But see, you know what? I would go talk to Prince's wife. I would have to go talk to her and say, listen, my sister. You guys should go talk to your husband. Because, you know, he would have to. Now, I'm going to be honest. first of all, I have to explain to me why he was a Republican and his rationale, because, see, he's one of those people who actually has a brain. So if he gave me some legitimate, logical reason why he was a Republican, I might can handle that. Stacey Dash ain't got a fucking brain. She can't explain no more than 50 cents. Them two motherfuckers should fuck each other. Just like that motherfucking Godfather pizza guy, you know, they should just put them all on a fucking island together.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it's obvious that they don't, them and what's the fucking damn Clarence Thomas, that damn Supreme Court justice, you know, just put all the motherfuckers on an island together, you know, because it's obvious, you know, and I'm going to keep it real, it's just very obvious that, you know, they don't seem to understand that racism is still very fucking prevalent.
Yes, it is.
And the Republicans are behind it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when I say it, Republicans don't like black people. They don't like Hispanic people. They don't like, you know, any culture that's not them. When
that's
they look
right.
in the mirror, if the motherfucker don't look lily white and don't have a, you know, and don't speak language, So,
Reaganomics
I can't handle
racists
that don't like
that.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Reaganomics is a huge example over 30 years ago. So, just saying.
Hey, Hurricane Katrina was a big example.
That's another example.
George Bush don't like black people. The blackest parish in New Orleans gets hit hard, and the fucking damn president of the United States don't take his lily white ass down there, and he has an idiot running fucking FEMA. Oh, that's right. That was part of the good old boys club. The good old boys fucked it up bad.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
So, no, I stand by my stance for anyone who says I really said that. Yes, you won't see this bitch fucking a fucking Republican, a black Republican. Let's rephrase it. If I were with a white person and they were Republican, we would have some talking to have. But a black Republican, I can't live with. I mean, look at Marie Shriver and Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
Remember, she never changed her stance. She was a Democrat. So Democrats and Republicans can live in the same house. But I see she got rid of that whole-ass motherfucker, too. He fucked the goddamn maid and had a baby by her.
Yeah.
Now it's an ugly bitch.
Yeah,
ooh,
I know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
He must have been fucking her from the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Or she sucked a damn golf. Or she suck a golf ball through a water hole.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, there's a big possibility about that. Big possibility.
You know, that's it. So that's an example.
Yes. Well, with that, you know, we don't say it's the quickest hour in sports for nothing because it's already an hour. That bad. Already passed.
And we're
going to
actually sign off. Yeah.
Wow.
That's because you brought up the fucking damn Republican bitch. That's her fault. Blame it on James.
Oh, stop. No, it's not. Forgot how we got led to that. What a segue. Yeah, so, well, I hope you have fun this Saturday night. Hopefully, it was worth the investment. You know, more than just obviously are you gonna at least break even or at least go over the line with this fight with all the people coming? You go over 100.
Am I gonna
back,
what?
Right? You gonna get your 100 back and then some with the people coming or what?
I may or may not. It depends. I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean, to be honest. I mean, but those who are invited, oh, them motherfuckers are paying. I'm anticipating that I'm gonna get some last minute stragglers. You know.
Big time.
So,
you know that's gonna happen. I'm curious.
I know one person who will not be there at all.
Oh.
My mother told me that she does not like boxing, and I mean she's always been adamant about that. My mother does not like boxing, and she has told me that she will not be here. But my father is probably bringing a couple of his friends, and he has been told they gotta have money.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. No freebies here.
There you go. And your father has the key.
Okay,
like
it'll
you
cost
said.
Too much.
Yeah, and your father has the key to the door, so.
Well, actually, everybody be coming through my back door that day.
Oh, okay. She means the
well,
back
the
door
being,
of her house.
Yeah, but
that's
because where my family room is at.
Cool. I can't
wait. Everybody, listen on Sunday and let me know, because I be forgetting on Sunday, but the Sunday show is up. It is the encore of Bitter Black Bitch. I just checked. We had no listeners on Sunday. And, you know.
Maybe not enough promotion.
So it's up now. I will actually be tweeting it first thing in the morning. Last week I tweeted it too late, so that was part of the problem. But we can't tweet it until after the Wednesday show, and that's the one thing that we do have a slight problem with. We can't tweet that show unless we do a show in the rear. So, you know, we're still working on the things with that, but listen on Sunday, you know, and it'll be out. The tweet will be out first thing tomorrow morning. So for everybody who says, how will we know? You get, a two-day notice, and then it'll be retweeted Sunday morning by my co-host, the Handsome James Acevedo, because he's up on Sunday morning when I'm not tweeting, so I'm sure he will retweet that on Sunday for me.
Yes, ma'am. I know there'll be a lot of drinking Saturday night.
Yes, there will be. I'm actually going to get a half a gallon of Kettle One.
Ooh. Nice. I just hope enjoy yourself. I hope you have fun, and I just want to see a good fight. And on the cherry on top of the Sunday will be that Mayweather loses by a knockout. I would love that. But we'll see. But I'll stick with my prediction. And like I said, if it goes 12 rounds, you get a split decision. Get ready. Get ready for the bullshit. Just saying.
Well, everybody know. Come back Sunday.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
And we'll be talking big shit next Thursday. So make sure you guys
definitely.
Who didn't make it, we'll be back next Thursday, 6 to 7. Yeah. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex Tuesday, 7 to 9.
I'll be back. I'll be back this Tuesday night.
And Wednesday, Bitter Black Bitch.
By the way, real quickly,
well,
if you missed me, I know, thanks to Randy, by the way, for filling in, even though it wasn't planned, but thanks to Randy. I got to still check that out. Did you still miss me, though? Be honest.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, because I was sitting here and I saw your tweet and I was like, okay, he's at the Yankees game. And then I was like, I had made up in my mind after a certain point when I realized that I couldn't talk that I was just going to play straight up fucking music for the 2 hours. It was going to be some babies made by somebody on Tuesday night.
The population.
And then Randy called in.
Wow.
And then Randy called in, and we actually talked about stuff.
I want to check that out during my working hours. So I'll definitely check that out. And knows, maybe on the Bitter Black Bitch show this Wednesday, depending how the fight went, you might hear some bitching. What happened on Saturday night? We'll see.
Yeah, you might.
You don't know. I'm just saying. And of course,
and white people don't go kill nobody this weekend because I'm about tired of bitching about this.
I know.
White cops, keep your fucking guns and your holsters.
Jesus Christ, put on safety. Damn. Just saying.
Damn.
Enough of this shit. Enough of this shit.
And
the
that's being honest,
the fan.
Even though it might seem like we're joking, but we're actually getting very serious.
No, because trust
very
me when I
serious.
Tell you.
We're not joking.
Because trust me when I tell you. Because trust me when I tell you, Ms. V has been quiet about this since last summer. And for her to say something yesterday, it means a lot. Trust me. And she will tell you exactly. Because she's kept quiet about it the whole time. All this bullshit been going on. Until yesterday, she kept quiet. All these months. Going back to last summer. Since August.
I tried.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, as much as I wanted to say something. No, but James is being honest because I wanted to say something and I said I just can't touch it. And it's gone from where I can't touch it where I have a responsibility to say something because it looks like I'm not caring. But
exactly.
Enough has
but
gone
we know
on
you do.
And it's pissed me off.
But yeah, I understand. But I understand where you're coming from. It's not that I knew that you can, it's just that, you know, the circumstance of it, you know. But, you know.
And then, you know, I had to let things play out because I couldn't make calls on things because of the nature of some of the things that I do off the air. But this time it was like, fuck it, I got to go there. I'm tired.
When I heard that yesterday, I was like, wow, finally. 8 months. But it was worth it. It was great.
Yo,
you know
what
I mean?
But when you're sitting there with a bag of popcorn saying, damn.
Hey, I didn't have to touch no sound bites, none. I just kept quiet. You noticed there was no sound bites for like over an hour.
I
like
know.
Because it was real serious. That's why. I was like, oh, this shit's serious. I just sat back and just, okay, make sure everything was running, and I just sat there. You know, until I was summoned into the principal's office.
Yeah, but I know you was sitting there with the damn bags of popcorn like, oh.
Oh, hell yeah. Actually, it was potato chips. But I'm just saying, I had some of my potato chips. I prefer Oots, but it was only Wise. I prefer Oots, U-T-Z, over Wise potato chips. I know that's an East Coast thing, but we have Oots besides Wise potato chips. And I was like,
we don't have any one of those here.
Yeah, well, you don't. I was like, ooh, no. Good.
I know, he was like, damn, did she call them that? And did she call them that? And did she really call them that?
I got to listen to it again. It was so good.
I know you was probably, and when I thought about the things, I said, damn, but I just really, but I'm still mad about it, you know. I'm still very, very upset about it. But it was something that had to be said because it was just like, this is it. I'm tired of this bullshit. You know, this is not isolated to some small town in Missouri. You know, it's not isolated to a small town here in Michigan, you know. And like I said, I think what really put the ice on the cake was when it hit home on Saturday for me over some bullshit.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
yep.
And like I said, I will be getting an apology. I've got some calls in to some people right now because I have demanded that I get an apology for what happened.
I would
you
love
know,
to know, even if it's just privately, obviously, what it was. I'm just
curious.
Well,
like I said, yeah. Like this, I had an audience when I bossed up on some people, and they weren't anticipating an audience.
Wow. Interesting.
I bossed up, and like I said, I had every right to boss up on the police, and I'll stand behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I dare, the one thing I can say is that and I'm going to end with this part. There's a saying in the black community, the most dangerous thing in the world is an educated black woman.
Yep.
And the reason for that is because an educated black woman can cut you down and eat you up without breaking a nail. We are a dangerous breed.
Yep.
You guys are so worried about our black men, but black women are very educated. And I want to put that thought out there that the majority of black women have at least a year or two of college under their belt. Even if they don't have a degree, they do have college or some type of additional schooling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's a dangerous thing.
You want a few pieces?
You know.
Absolutely. Well,
so for people who want to undermine or undercut or see the color of a person's skin tone, next time you look at a person's skin tone, remember that we can, you know, I'm very, you know, I tell everybody, I love my degree. I love my degree. And it's not just because it sits on my wall. I love it because I have a degree that upsets people. My degree is in public law. I love the law. And maybe that's why things that happen, I do stand back because I know the law. I don't go strictly by what I see on TV.
Exactly.
You know, I analyze a lot of shit.
Absolutely. Bring everything down. Exactly.
But you guys have a great weekend. Listen
yes.
to Bitter Black Bitch on Sunday. That's the encore. You got, wait a minute. If you don't hear no show, you have to hear this show.
Yes.
I think this is one of my best shows.
Yes, I agree. It got real. It got really real. Yes, it did. I think I agree.
And actually, I will tweet it out tonight, and then I'll reword it so I can do the regular tweet in the morning, and that way
gotcha.
You guys can start listening
and
to
I'll
Bitter Black Bitch. Cause
that's right.
I'm telling you, this show to listen to. So everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. I've got to put this out there. Be safe
right.
for all you people doing the – for if you're at an NBA playoff game, NHL playoff game, the Derby, the Mayweather fight, be safe. And whatever you do, people, I don't care who you are, please don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver, please. I'm asking you. You know, call Uber, call a friend, call a cab. But please don't get out there drinking and driving, because this is one of the biggest sporting weekends that we've had in a long time. We've got four major sports going on in one day on Saturday. And
yep.
I don't want to hear about anybody. I don't care if you're a fan of this show or not. Dying because you couldn't leave. Get a designated
True.
Driver.
True.
Get a cab. Get a hotel
mm-hmm.
room. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's something, but please don't get behind the wheels of the car.
Yep.
I know y'all said this should just get serious or somber, but I had to put that out there.
Yeah, exactly. You only hear that Miss V don't care. And anyway, we don't want, you know, we want our listeners to be alive, okay? So they can hear the shows next week.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yes, ladies and tomatoes, everybody. Have fun.
Next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Artie here.